Is there anything else, gentlemen?
Yes, a glass of port. E. Watterson, the port here is excellent.
No, thank you. Makes me sleepy. And I have a little errand in the neighborhood after dinner.
One port then, gentlemen?
Yes. Strange how a street as busy as this one is during the day becomes deserted after 6 o'clock.
Nice, prosperous-looking street, too, isn't it? The shops all look so spick and span. All but that dreary-looking place over there.
That one? The place is no drearier than the man who lives in it.
Do you know him?
I had a rather unpleasant experience with him one night. It was almost midnight when I came down the street on my way home. It was utterly deserted. Everything was in darkness. Suddenly a door flung open.
Good night. I'll be all right. I'll run home.
The child ran down the front steps and along the streets toward that corner. When she'd almost reached it, a little man came stumping around the corner, and the two collided.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to run into you.
Why don't you look where you're going?
It's so late, and I was hurrying to get home.
A good tanning might teach you not to run on the sidewalks.
I said I was sorry, and besides, I was hurt just as much as you were.
I'll take some of that out of you.
Don't you hit me. Don't you dare.
No. There.
Oh.
There.
Oh. Oh, help. Stop. Help.
Here, here. What are you doing to that child?
Teaching her a lesson she needs, the little brat.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Striking a child with a cane.
Take your hands off me. Let go of my coat.
Not until I see that this child is all right. Get up, girl.
I can, sir. I can't get up.
Let go of me, or I'll give you a taste of what she's had.
I wouldn't if I were you. I'm no child. I'm well able to take care of myself.
What are you going to do?
Hand you over to the police.
You can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can. And I will. I saw this whole thing, and I'll appear against you.
If you're going to make a scandal out of it, I'm helpless.
And I most certainly am.
How much do you want to hush this up?
I don't want anything but justice for this girl.
Mister?
Yes?
I think I can get up now.
Are you hurt?
I'm awful sore.
This attack will cost you just £100.
Blackmail! That's what it is, blackmail!
You have your choice. Either pay the child £100 or stand trial.
I'll pay, but I haven't that much with me.
Where do you live?
There, in that house.
Then I'll come with you while you get it.
Come on, then. Follow me.
Come, child.
Yes, sir. I wasn't doing anything. Really, I wasn't.
You can wait here. I'll be right out.
I'll come in with you.
No! Nobody comes in here. I won't permit it. You can wait here, or get the police as you threatened.
I'll give you just 2 minutes to come out here with the money.
That's long enough.
Why did he hit me? I didn't mean to run into him.
I know you didn't. I saw the whole thing.
Please, sir, will you come home with me and tell Ma it wasn't my fault?
If it will be any help, I'll be glad to. But I'm sure your mother won't blame you.
Is £100 a lot of money?
Yes, indeed. A great deal of money.
Here, take it. £10 in gold and a check for 90. Does that buy your silence?
We shall forget this ever occurred. Nothing will happen to you. The whole affair is closed.
Good. See that it is.
Good night.
Bah!
Rather an odd story, Lanyon.
It's much stranger than I've told you. The check for £90 was signed by a man we both know. A man we both like and respect.
That little man who caused the trouble. What was his name?
Hyde. A horrible little person. I've never seen a man I instinctively disliked as I did him. He seemed deformed, but how, I couldn't tell you. Extraordinary looking. Repulsive.
And you say he had the key to that door?
Certainly. It was obviously his home.
But it couldn't be.
Why not?
Because that's the back door of Henry Jekyll's house, and leads to his laboratory.
The creature lives there. I know he does. And it was Henry Jekyll who signed the check for £90.
Well, I'm seeing Jekyll tonight. I take care of his legal matters. And I'll ask him about this Hyde person.
Good evening, Mr. Utterson.
Hello, Poole. Is Dr. Jekyll at home?
Come in, sir. He's waiting for you, sir.
Thank you.
May I take your coat, sir?
If you will, please. Here are my hat and stick also.
Yes, sir.
I understand Hyde has a key to the laboratory. Is that so?
Quite right, Mr. Utterson.
Dr. Jekyll seems to put a lot of faith in that young man.
Yes, sir. We have orders to obey him as though he were the master.
Strange. I've never met him here.
He never dines here, always comes and goes by way of the laboratory.
I see. And now will you take me to your master, please?
Yes, sir. He's in here, sir. Mr. Utterson, sir?
Come in, Utterson. Come in.
Thank you.
Please sit down.
How have you been? I've not seen you for some time.
I've been very busy.
Still experimenting?
Yes, and I wish I could tell you the success I've had. Remarkable things have happened, things I don't even dare talk about.
I'm glad. I know you've worked hard.
I asked you to come, Utterson, because I have a little legal business for you to take care of.
Has something happened?
No, but in case something should happen, I want you to have my will.
But I already have your will, Henry.
This is a new one. Here, it's all written out. Read it.
I, Henry Jekyll, being of sound mind and body, earnestly desire that at my death all my belongings shall pass into the hands of Edward Hyde, my friend and benefactor. Henry, do you think this is wise?
It's my wish.
Should I, for any reason whatever, disappear or remain absent from my home for a period exceeding 3 calendar months, the said Edward Hyde shall step into my whole estate without further delay and free from any burden or obligation. Signed, Henry Jekyll.
I want your advice about that.
It's the most rash and fantastic document I've ever read.
That isn't what I want to know. Is it legal? Will it stand in court?
Well, since it's entirely written in your own hand, it will stand.
That's all I wanted to know. Take it with you and keep it locked in your safe.
Does Hyde know you've written this?
He does.
From what I've heard about Hyde, this is a dangerous document.
Dangerous?
He could murder you, Henry, dispose of your body, and get possession of everything you own, without any trouble whatever.
I know that.
And from what I've been told of him, he's capable of doing it.
I'll take that chance, so we'll let the matter stand where it is.
Of course, if that's your wish, I'll carry out your orders to the letter.
I'm in a strange position, Utterson, a position you could never understand. It's one of those affairs that can't be helped by talking.
You know me, Henry. I've been your solicitor for years, and you know I can be trusted. Tell me the whole thing. I'm sure I can find some way out for you.
It's good of you to say that, Utterson, and I really appreciate your wanting to help me. But there's nothing you can do.
If you're in trouble, and this man Hyde is taking advantage of you, I can help you. I know I can.
Utterson, you haven't the faintest conception of this affair. But I'll tell you this much. I can be rid of Mr. Hyde any time I choose. So now, let's not talk any more about it. Yes, Poole?
A gentleman to see you, sir.
It's a man from the chemist. Do you mind waiting in the other room? I won't be but a few minutes.
I'll just run along.
Come again and see me soon.
I will. I should meet Mr. Hyde, you know.
Hyde is so unpredictable, I can't very well arrange an appointment. You'll just have to meet him in your own way.
I understand. Good night, Henry.
Good night. Show Mr. Utterson out, Poole, and the other gentleman in here.
Yes, sir. Do you really want to meet Mr. Hyde, sir?
I do.
The best way is to loiter about the laboratory door late at night, sir. That's when he generally goes out or comes in.
Thank you, Poole. I'll take that advice. I'll wait in the little restaurant across the street from the laboratory. You say you've seen him, waiter?
Yes, sir. Lots of times, late at night like this.
What does he look like?
A little chap with a cane. He looks deformed, and he wears old clothes, much too large for him. He walks with short, fast steps, and wait a minute, look, coming around the corner there, that's him.
I've got to talk to him. Excuse me. Mr. Hyde. Mr. Hyde.
Hey, who's that?
Just a moment, Mr. Hyde.
What do you want with me?
I see you're going into the laboratory. My name is Utterson. I'm an old friend of Dr. Jekyll's.
I know.
I thought you might let me in this way to see the doctor.
The doctor isn't at home. Why do you want to see him? You saw him only a few hours ago.
Will you do me a favor?
Perhaps. What is it?
Let me see your face.
Why?
I may have to identify you someday.
Well then, look. Think you'll know me if you ever see me again?
I'm sure I will.
Especially if you have to act as executor of Jekyll's will, eh?
That's right.
Wait. Here. Here's my address, written on this card. Keep it a secret. But if you really need me, don't come here. Call at that address.
Thank you.
Tell me, how did you know I was Edward Hyde?
Dr. Jekyll told me.
You're a liar!
What? How do you know he didn't?
I know. Here comes your cab, Mr. Ederson.
Oh, cabby. Cabby.
Whoa, whoa. Cab, Governor?
Yes, please. Dorchester Square.
Aye, sir. Up in. Operary. Up it.
Good night, Mr. Ederson. Meddling fool.
Pardon me, young man. Can you direct me to the nearest post box?
No, I can't. I wouldn't if I could.
I'm sorry if I've offended you.
Don't get superior with me.
Young man, if you're trying to start a quarrel, you'll have to start it with someone else.
Don't walk away from me, you old walrus. Turn around. Maybe this will turn you around.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
And that!
Ow!
And that.
Ow!
You grinning Cheshire cat, get smug with me, will you? That'll wipe the smile off your face. And that! And that!
Stop that! Stop it! Are you crazy? Police! Police! Police!
Let me get my hands on you.
You'll never get me. No one will ever catch me.
Here, officer. Here. There he goes. There goes the man who did it.
What
officer.
Happened? What's wrong
officer,
here?
Officer. This man was just attacked.
Who did it?
A little feller named Hyde. There he goes.
Let him run. We know who he is, and if we want him, we can catch him. This man seems hurt. Help me carry him out of the road.
Yes, sir. I'll take his feet.
Wait. Good Lord. This man is dead.
Dead?
Do you know him?
No, sir. Never saw him before.
Do you know where the district police station is?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Then run up there like a good fellow and tell the sergeant to come here at once. There's been a murder.
Get your papers of Danvers Carew murder.
Read all about it. Man murdered in street.
Extra. Sir Danvers Carew beaten to death.
Mr. Ederson?
Yes?
I'm from Scotland Yard. I understand you were solicitor to Sir Danvers Carew.
I was.
It's been alleged that he was murdered by a man named Edward Hyde.
Yes, I've met the murderer.
Do you know where he lives? I don't mean the back entrance to Dr. Jekyll's house, but his real address.
Yes, I do have that address. He gave it to me the only time I ever spoke to him.
May I have it, please?
Of course. It's here in my wallet.
Good. I have a cab waiting here. Let's go there at once. You're sure this is the address he gave you?
Positive. Dingy neighborhood, isn't it?
Well?
This is Inspector Newcomen of Scotland Yard.
Is Mr. Hyde at home?
No, he ain't. Came home late last night, but he didn't stay long.
Looks as though our bird had flown.
What's the matter? Is he in some kind of trouble?
Yeah, serious trouble.
We'd like to see his room.
Come in.
Thank you.
He only has two rooms. This one in the bedroom next door.
I'll look around and see if I can find anything.
What's he done?
He beat a man to death last night.
It don't surprise me none. I knew that temper of his would get him into trouble.
How long have you worked for Mr. Hyde?
Ever since he rented this place. 4 months ago.
Can you tell me anything about him?
Practically nothing. He only came here occasionally. Never had any visitors. And I made it a point to see as little of him as possible.
Why?
He was an awful man. I wouldn't have stayed a month if the pay wasn't so good.
Well, I found something. Not much, but it may help.
What is it?
A burnt checkbook. Now we'll be able to cut off his supply of money. Without money, he can't get very far. All we need to do now is station one man here, another at Dr. Jekyll's, and a third at the bank. Then we'll get out handbills, and he's as good as captured.
You've heard what happened, Henry.
Of course. The newsboys have been crying it all morning, and the servants tell me the police were here.
Carew was my client, and I am doing what I can to help the police bring his murderer to justice.
Naturally, and you can depend on me to give you whatever help I can.
Would you hide this fellow if he came to your door?
Certainly not. I'd hold him for the police. But he won't come here. I'll never set eyes on him again. I'm through with him.
I'm glad.
You're wasting your time trying to find him. He'll never be heard from again.
You seem very sure of that. I hope you're right.
I am right. I can't tell you how I know, but I do know that Edward Hyde has disappeared from the face of the earth.
For your sake, I hope so.
I want your advice, Ederson. I've received a letter from him, and I want you to tell me whether or not I should turn it over to the police.
You're afraid it might lead to Hyde's detection?
I don't care what becomes of Hyde. It's myself I'm thinking of.
Well, let me read it. Dear Doctor, after what I've done, I must escape. I can do this without the slightest chance of being caught. You or the other world, the outer world, will never see me again. Forgive me for repaying all your kindness in this manner. Sincerely, Edward Hyde. Do you still have the envelope?
No, I burned it. However, there was no postmark. It was delivered by messenger.
Ah, I see.
I've had a lesson, Utterson. A horrible, awful lesson.
I know you have.
What do you think is best to do with the letter?
Well, it's evidence. I must turn it over to the police at once. So, if you don't mind, I'll be going.
I understand. I'll ring for Poole.
I'll be back in a few days to keep you informed of any progress.
Do, please.
You want me, sir?
Mr. Utterson is leaving.
Goodbye, Henry, and keep up your courage.
Thank you.
That's awful about Mr. Hyde, isn't it, sir?
Yes, Poole. A letter came from him this morning.
Really?
It was delivered by messenger.
There was nothing delivered here this morning, sir.
You're sure of that?
Positive. There hasn't been anyone at the door since yesterday.
Poole, I want you to look at the first page of this note.
Me, sir?
Yes. Do you recognize his handwriting?
Of course. It's Dr. Jekyll's writing.
Dr. Jekyll's?
Yes, sir. The master always wrote that way when he was in an active medical practice.
He doesn't write that way ordinarily.
No, sir. He always called that his prescription hand. You'll find his formulary full of that writing.
I wonder, Poole.
What, sir?
If Dr. Jekyll would forge a letter for a murderer.
Mr. Utterson, I dropped over to see if you'd learned anything new.
No, I haven't.
It's been a week since Sir Danvers Carew was murdered, and this man Hyde has disappeared as though he stepped off the earth.
You have no trace of him at all?
If the man had vanished into thin air, he couldn't have disappeared more completely.
Come in. Oh, hello, Poole. Sit down.
May I speak to you alone, sir?
Why,
excuse me, I'll run along.
I'll let you know if I learn anything.
Thank you. Good day.
What is it, Poole? Something wrong?
The master's been gone for over 3 days, sir.
Is that unusual?
Very, sir. Before he left, he gave me this package with instructions to bring it to you if he remained away from home for 3 days or more.
What's in the package?
I don't know, sir.
Well, let's take a look. Nothing but a few chemicals and a measuring glass.
Is that a letter, sir?
Oh, yes. Probably instructions of some sort. Dear Utterson, be at your office alone at midnight tonight. Henry Jekyll.
I'm worried, sir. There's something very wrong.
It certainly looks that way.
Do you want me to be here at midnight?
He says specifically, alone.
Yes, sir.
I think it best that I be here alone at midnight tonight.
Just a moment. You!
Don't stand there like a fool! Let me in and close the door!
I'm not in the habit of harboring murderers.
That's so loud! Are you going to let me in or aren't you?
Come in.
Lock it. Now, where's the package Jekyll sent over here?
I have it.
Give it to me! Give it to me!
I'm not accustomed to being addressed in that manner.
Mr. Utterson, I beg your pardon for being rude. It was entirely unintentional, I assure you. If you'll... The chemicals, man! The chemicals!
You'll find them in that drawer.
Ah! I've got them! I've got them! Mind if I mix them on your desk?
Go right ahead.
10 minims of this. Look, Utterson, look! Red! Red is blood! Now watch while I put in the powder!
It's getting darker.
Dark as night. Dark as my mind, eh, Utterson? Now... 2 drops of this liquid and...
It's turning green!
Success! Success! It's finished! The concoction is done!
And now what?
And now will you let me take this glass and leave your office without any further talk? Or has your curiosity gotten the better of you? It's for you to decide. But remember this. If you do watch me drink it, you will see something that will stagger your sanity. A sight no mortal has seen since the beginning of time!
Now you're talking in riddles. I've gone this far. I'll see this through to the end.
Then look! Watch! Behold, I drink!
Hyde! Hyde! Have you taken poison? Can I help you? Hyde! Why, Henry Jekyll!
Yes, Utterson. Henry Jekyll. I can keep my secret no longer. Take me home, Utterson. Take me home. I've always believed that the thing we call character is merely the combination of good and evil, and that the proper chemicals would separate the good from the evil. For years, I experimented to make man all good, each time coming a little closer to my goal. Then one day I received a new shipment of one of the chemicals. I tried it. I grew dizzy, a sensation indescribably sweet. I felt younger, lighter, happier. But my experiment was a failure. I was not a man all good. I was Edward Hyde.
Then Edward Hyde is just your evil self.
Yes, I enjoyed being Hyde. I got a fiendish glee out of the tortures I inflicted. But gradually I became Edward Hyde, and it was necessary for me to take the medicine just to change myself back to Henry Jekyll. Now I've reached the end of my rope.
Why?
I have no more of the chemical.
You bought it once. Can't you buy it again?
One of the ingredients was impure. I've been unable to find any more with the same impurity.
Does that mean I'm seeing Henry Jekyll for the last time?
Yes. The next time I change into Hyde, I must remain Hyde. I can never be Henry Jekyll again.
What are you going to do?
It's no more a question of what I'm going to do. What is Edward Hyde going to do?
Henry, you've done a very foolhardy thing, but I know how you've suffered, and I can't find it in my heart to condemn you.
Thank you, Utterson. I think you'd better go now.
Jekyll. Jekyll.
Goodbye, Utterson. Goodbye. Goodbye. Do what you can to help Hyde. Help Hyde. Help Hyde.
Hyde! Hyde! That's who I am! I'm rid of that hypocrite Jekyll forever! I'm here, Utterson! I am master at last supreme! I'm here to stay!
You're here until the police capture you.
They'll never catch me! They've been walking up and down in front of the house for a week! I'm not afraid of the police! Fools and half-wits! I'll show you I'm not afraid!
Keep away from that window!
I want them to see me! I'm here! I'm here! Look here, you idiots! Come here and get me if you want me!
Hi! It's the man we're after!
What are you going to do now?
You see that bottle? It contains poison! A poison that'll kill me in 7 seconds!
You're going to use that to cheat the gallows?
Yes! I'm going to outwit that detective who's been hounding me since I killed that old man! It was fun, Utterson, beating him to death! Rare fun! Now I'll pay the piper!
Open up in the name of the crowd!
Let him in, Utterson! Let him in!
As you wish. Come in, officer.
You're under arrest, Hyde.
Come and take me!
Put down that bottle.
In 7 seconds, I'll be dead. Listen carefully so you can repeat it in court. All this, everything belongs to me. I'm leaving it all to Utterson, you understand? Everything goes to Utterson. Goodbye, world. Goodbye! Oh.
You should have stopped him.
Why? So the law could hang him?
Yes.
Is he dead?
I'm afraid so. Good Lord, man. Look. He's changing. He's getting larger, older. His features are changing. Why, it's Dr. Jekyll.
Yes, officer, it is. And the strange case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde has been solved.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde was adapted for radio by Robert Bonnywell. It featured Harrison Klein as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Kevin Sullivan as Mr. Utterson, also featuring Alan Baumgartner, Kenneth Pogren, Fran Williams, Jody Gebhardt, Paul Schindler, Michael Foti, Nigel Gustorf, and Robert Weinstein. Technical director and sound effects, Jeff Rubin. Musical director, George Mitchell. WTBS Presents is produced and directed by Paul Schindler. The program transcribed in the facilities of WTBS in Cambridge.